This is Jeff Chrisman, and I'm here at the Urban Tea House here at The Rise in Uptown Oklahoma City on 23rd Street, and I'm catching up with Darren Cipinary. Man, Darren, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me out again.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, we've done this before, haven't we? We've done it a couple times. Absolutely. Well, I was going to actually just maybe kind of start and just kind of hear a little bit about what you've been up to lately in terms of your music and or anything in life that you want to share and just kind of hear kind of what's been going on with you.
Yeah, well, last time I think we were talking about the new single that dropped, God Carry Me.
Yeah.
Now we're working on the EP, so we're going to add about 4 songs to it and then work on the LP after. But we're hoping the EP will be done by May 26th and drop because that's when we're doing the Paseo Arts Festival this year. So if you're coming out, that's probably going to be our favorite show of the year, potentially. We'll see what happens in the wintertime. But so far, Paseo Arts Festival, May 26th is a Sunday at 2:45. And we'll be on the south stage by Sauced.
Gotcha, yeah.
Hopefully with the merchandise and album done, so everybody can appreciate that.
Yeah, I like it.
So come out and buy some albums, it'll be great, hopefully. We're working on it really hard, we hope it's going to be great.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, God Carry Me, the recording of that, in fact, I was going to even ask you, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it would be really cool to hear just a little bit about, you know, about what that song means to you or where that came from.
So originally on that song, I had a really, really rough day, which is funny because it's very metaphoric at the same time, but I woke up, I got a call from the girl I was dating at the time, we were struggling really bad, and I got a call and she broke up with me, right?
Oh,
so,
man.
Right on the first, it's talking about the angel on my shoulder leaving, right? Because she was pretty strict on my life. That's what was conflicting. But then I went to get an apartment, signed a lease, and I walked upstairs and opened the door, and the rain had literally dropped the whole ceiling in on the apartment. And I had to fight my way out of the lease. So that is the rain brought the, you know, ceiling down on my head and all that.
Oh,
lines.
Man.
But it's funny because it kept going. I kept singing. I remember I got home, and I was so broken down and depressed. I sat on my floor with the lights off and just like the sunlight coming in. I was like, I can't leave today without writing a song. And I sat there and I wrote God Carry Me. And then I got up and I was like, that was the song I needed. And I went on my day fine.
Man.
But the best part I think about the song is literally within the next week, the whole meaning of the song kept changing. And up to this point, like I sing it in my head when I'm struggling and doing things. And I don't even think about that day anymore. It's a whole different experience. And I was like, I'm really proud that I wrote something that even I can appreciate later for different reasons. I'm hoping that can help other people out in the same way.
That is. I feel like I got to just take a minute and sort of take that in for a second. The fact that it's interesting. You're writing a song about there's the word carry in it. And it's like, I'm also picking up on the fact that, you know, you're carrying this song with you.
Yeah.
Through, you know, your life as it's changed. And is this the first song you think that you've kind of related to that way?
Or? I've had others that I've related to in different ways, but this is one that helps me a lot when I'm down and helps me kind of lift me back up and remember worse times. You know, or relate it to bad times and it still lifts me up. But I remember I wrote it and we were talking about what was going to be the single, whether it be like St. Peter or My Phoenix or You Make It Better. People were saying Roll Fast. But then I wrote it and it was the newest song out of all those by far. And I went to my drummer, I'm like, I think I found the single. And I was like, and you kept holding those shakers and you kept wanting to use the shakers instead of the cymbals. He bought them and just swore the shakers were going to fit a song. I was like, and we found the song for the shakers.
Oh,
so
wow.
I played it for him and he looked at me, he's like, that is my favorite song you've ever written. It would make a perfect single. And I really respect my drummer. I feel like he's very musically inclined and intelligent. So I was like, if you said that confidently, it's the new single. And I think it was the perfect decision. And it's only 2.5 minutes, so slides it really well on radio spots and things.
Yeah. I didn't know if you wanted to speak at all about any of the other songs on the album, or if there's anything you wanted to share.
We have decided on 3 of the songs so far. We've decided on Paradise, You Make It Better, and My Phoenix. And there's going to be one more that we're discussing today at practice, but we haven't decided on the last song. It's been a hard time figuring out the other songs already, but we were pretty confident in these ones. Sorry about the disappointment on some of them not making the first album, but we have to save them for the next album.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
we should be working on shortly after. It just may not be released for a while.
Yeah, that's cool.
Them out a little bit so everybody can enjoy the music.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then am I correct in understanding also, now you will be at the Festival of the Arts as well?
So April 24th, which is a Wednesday, I'll be on main stage at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's early, but if all you servers and bartenders out there, yeah, I know you're up. No, you're probably not up yet. But if you are up, come out, bring your kids. It's a fun time. It's a great festival. They have good food and all that. So
yeah,
and great artists. There's usually like glass blowing and all kinds of stuff out there. So
yeah, that should be a great time, man.
Yeah, it's fun. The festivals are my favorite time of the year because I get to perform and then enjoy the festivals.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just going home. It's a whole experience and it's a blast.
Yeah, it's kind of neat because I would think sometimes when you go to venues to perform, then you just kind of go and you're done, right?
Yeah,
and
a lot of the time, you know, you just hang out with friends, see some other artists, if there are other artists, but the festivals, you have a whole day experience, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And usually you get some benefit like free food or a drink or some t-shirts, and I collect and keep all of my t-shirts and everything, so I have a whole drawer full of all the stuff for the rest of my life, hopefully.
Yeah, that's cool. And then I was going to just kind of get a sense too, since it's been a while since we've talked, maybe just, you know, going into the summer, you know, how are you feeling about the live music scene in Oklahoma City and just kind of what's going on in the city in general?
It's been growing a lot, and I'm really excited about it. We have our dead season in the wintertime. We're going to try to patch that up once the album's done and start booking some inside shows. But we play a lot of outside shows, and this year I was a little nervous, like, man, I haven't been called a lot besides the festivals, and then one day I got like 6 gigs in a day, so it's
wow.
coming back around. I just had to warm up. Oklahoma was teasing us for a while.
I love it, man. It's kind of defrosting.
Yeah,
and
we're defrosting. It's acoustic time.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting phone calls, so I'm everywhere all the time. You probably see me playing in Bricktown, Paseo, all over.
Yeah, that's great, man. Well, I didn't know if there's anything else that you wanted to share, and I'm so appreciative of you kind of catching up with me.
Yeah, I do have a show this Saturday, which is April 13th, I believe.
Let's see. Yes.
April 13th. The event is from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'm playing about an hour and a half, probably spread out. At American Shaman, Midwest Crossing in Midwest City.
Oh, okay.
They're doing an open house. It's going to be free Schlossky's for everybody. Our friend April Holder is going to come do live paintings as well. And she'll be selling a painting, so you might get lucky and get a really awesome painting that you just saw painted in front of you by an amazing artist.
Yeah.
And it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Also, I wanted to give one shout-out for the other American Shaman in Oklahoma City on Britton and May, because I hurt my wrist doing my bartending job recently, and they hooked me up with a lot of free anti-inflammatory cream, which is awesome, and it saved me. I couldn't play guitar for about 3 days.
Wow.
And I called my friends up there, and they hooked me up with a little sample thing,
yeah.
and it saved me. So thank you, guys. I told them I'd give them a shout-out since they were so kind to me.
No, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
my
beautiful.
Wrist was really messed up. If you guys haven't tried that stuff, it's miracle stuff.
Yeah, man, thank you so much.
Yeah,
well, no, this has been great. I always enjoy getting a chance to catch up with you a little bit.
Great to talk to you again, Jeff. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks so much, man.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You.